Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 23rd of December, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont, for the last show of the week. I might add, we won't be back again until Monday. With me today, as usual, because it's Thursday, I have Bob Levitis. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. Thursdays are my day.
They are indeed. I'm glad you've staked them out, and I'm glad we have shows this week and next week that I will get to talk to you on. So this week, you have an ode to cases. It's kind of how
it's the final installment of this year's gift guide, I guess.
Okay.
I have a great job. You know, one of the great perks of this job is that I get boxes full of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
iPhone cases, speakers, headphones, things like that. Just like I'm inundated all year long. And so one of the things I do is try to figure out which ones are worthy of inclusion in the gift guide at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So here's this year's picks. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So we start with the Dancing Queen. I think you're familiar with the Dancing Queen.
I am.
But it's from Smartish.
Yes.
As you know, I'm a big fan. Now, I don't know that I can actually use the Dancing Queen. It's kind of a purse-like crossbody wallet thing. Mm-hmm. And I said in the column, I don't know if I have the intestinal fortitude to rock the Dancing Queen, but I wish I could, because mm-hmm. it's got room for 5 credit cards, some cash, and your lip gloss.
Yes.
Now, I don't know. That isn't a big feature for me, but it might be for somebody else.
Yeah.
And it's got a crossbody strap so you can go hands-free. It's for mm-hmm. going to the club, you know. It's for clubbing.
Yeah.
And, of course, at my age, I don't do a ton of clubbing anymore. But if I were going to club, this is what I would want to club with. This is how I'd like to be equipped walking out the door to club.
It's a very nifty case. And it also comes with a wrist strap. So if you're not a crossbody strap kind of person, you can have one sort of like a clutch or your long wallet, you know, that has a wrist strap that you want to take with you places. It's super
long
nifty.
Long wallet. I like that.
Yeah.
Long wallet.
Yeah, like the ones that, like, you know, it's your checkbook and also all your credit cards and stuff, like those nice long ones. It kind of works like that. So, if you're generally like team wrist strap for something, this is a nice way to carry your wallet or your phone and your important stuff around with you without having to try and figure out how to fit it in your pocket, since that's not a thing that can really happen for some people, because not everyone thinks that women are entitled to full size pockets, which is a topic for another show. But that's part of it. And also, it has a great name, the Dancing Queen, which is just a great name for a case.
Even if you're not an ABBA fan, it's still a great name. Yep.
Yeah.
And this next one also has a great name. It's called, and you have to imagine me doing air quotes here. Ready?
Yes.
The Protector. And it's from Pelican Products. If you're familiar with them, they've been around forever. They're the company that makes the like bulletproof cases for camera equipment. And if you ever go to the airport and you see a case that looks like it could survive a nuclear blast, that's probably a Pelican.
You know, good.
They're built to last forever and take a lot of beating. Mm-hmm. So their iPhone case, they're kind of, I guess they've been in the iPhone case business for a few years, but their iPhone cases, at least this one, I love this one. It's got MagSafe, so it charges my phone, you know, faster than a case without MagSafe. Mm-hmm. But it also offers the most protection of any case I've tested, I think. Now, I don't go dropping these things from 8 or 10 or, in this case, 18 feet just to test. Mm-hmm. I take their word for it. But nobody, as far as I know, none of the other cases have claimed an 18-foot prevention drop, you know, military spec protection against drops of up to 18 feet. Now, that is impressive.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that it's true. And like I say, I'm not ready to drop my iPhone to test it, but yeah. I have accidentally dropped my phone a couple of times with this case on it with no damage to phone or case.
Hey.
So I'm impressed. It's no bigger or thicker or bulkier than most other cases I use. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not obtrusive. And the fact that I've got, you know, up to 18 feet of protection makes me sleep better a little at night with my $1,500 iPhone.
Yeah.
I'm very into no damage.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yes. And yeah. Speaking of no damage, I'm going to skip through to the tempered glass part. We'll come back to the MagLock battery that I love.
Okay.
Do we have to stop for a thing today? Or can we just power through?
No, we have to stop for one today.
Okay. So, all right. Well, we'll stop. You want to stop before tempered glass or after?
Let's spend a minute on tempered glass.
All right. So tempered glass, here's the thing. Most cases are compatible with a tempered glass screen protector, and I've been using them on my iPhone most of the time. Since time immemorial, for as long as they've been around. I do believe they've prevented more than one cracked screen for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've broken a couple of them and not damaged the screen at all,
yeah.
Which is great because they're like $3 or $4 and a mm-hmm. screen is like a couple hundred. So yeah. I always have one on. And now my new iPhone has these three protruding lenses on its backside.
Mm-hmm.
They're like warts, you know, they stick out just a little.
Yep.
And I was very concerned, even though they're like super, super scratch resistant glass. They might even be a precious jewel of some sort. I don't know, but they're supposed to be very scratch resistant. But I still worry about them.
Uh-huh.
So when I ordered my last set of screen protectors, they came with a matching set of protruding lens protectors.
Oh, so okay.
This and it was still a good deal. It's from Hitoshi, and I've bought their screen protectors before, and they're fine. But these, it was $9 for a set of three of each. So three screen protectors and three lens protectors for $10 or $9.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Pretty economical.
Yes. And it's, you know, if you read the copy on the site, it's really clear glass that won't, you know, affect your photographs. And I haven't noticed any change to, you know, the lenses, but mm-hmm. they're protected with something over them, which I makes me, again, sleep better at night.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. $8.99 at Amazon.com.
All right.
Hitoshi.
Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to keep an eye on that one. I haven't tried them for the camera yet, but I have put something on the front of my phone for almost as long as I've had phones, because I don't think the iPhone 3G had like the clear sticker. I used to use just the sticker before the tempered glass ones became common.
Right. Invisible skin or something.
Yeah.
Invisible shield.
Yeah. That's what I had on my first couple of phones until there were the glass options available, because no matter what Apple does to the glass, I wear diamond earrings. And so far, nothing seems to stand up to that. So I'm feeling like, diamond. Yeah, I'm probably going to stick a little cover on there and all the bonuses you pointed out about, you know, I can just peel off that thing when it cracked instead of having to replace the whole screen. That's pretty nice. So
it's very nice.
Yeah. So
it's very nice.
We will talk about a couple of other things you have to talk about with us from your guide. But first, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who is Coinbase. Now, Coinbase believes everyone everywhere should be able to get in the cryptocurrency door. Regardless of the level of experience you have, Coinbase is here for you. Coinbase supports the most popular digital currencies on the market. And it makes all of them accessible. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. Whether you're new to cryptocurrency or you're looking to diversify holdings you already have, or if you just want a better way to access markets and manage your portfolio, you can start today with Coinbase. You don't need to buy anything. Just sign up on coinbase.com and verify your ID. You'll find the full terms there on their website. And for a limited time, new users who are my listeners can get $10 in free Bitcoin when you sign up at coinbase.com/TDO. That's coinbase.com/TDO for $10 in free Bitcoin. This is a limited time offer, so make sure you go to coinbase.com/TDO to sign up today. I'd like to thank Coinbase for sponsoring the show. Now, you had another couple of items on your list.
Yes,
I definitely want to talk about.
One of which we talked about, I think, in October.
Uh-huh.
It's that Maglock battery from MyCharge.
Yeah.
Really my current favorite. It comes in five colors, three sizes, mm-hmm. starting at $49.99. And there's 30% off until the 24th, which is a couple days from now. Tomorrow or today.
Today's the 23rd, so through tomorrow. Yeah,
so you got at least a day. And 30% off, I'm thinking I might even buy a spare because that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the best battery I've found. I like everything about it. It's the right size. It just pops right on. It doesn't fall off. It makes a sound when it's connected and charging, which I love.
Me too.
Because I've had other ones that I didn't know. I had to like look for the green thing to come up in the what do you call that? The something bar.
In the menu bar on your phone. Yeah, you can look.
I call the menu status bar. That's it.
Status bar.
Hey, okay. I write books about this stuff. They make me call it by the right name.
I couldn't remember what it was called either.
It's the status bar.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really like it. There's nothing not to like about it. It's you could buy a bigger battery for less money, but you'd have to drag a cable around with you. This is just very sweet. Pop it on the back when you need a little boost, and pop it off when you're done. It fits in a pocket when you're not using it.
Yeah.
Very nice. In fact, I took it to Disneyland. And that's when we talked about it last. You told me about your Disneyland battery.
That I have a Disneyland battery.
That was overkill. I didn't need it.
Yes.
All right. Ready for my last pick?
I want to point out for people who maybe have a phone that isn't MagSafe, MyCharge also makes something that is very cool, which is a portable charger like your regular battery. They do make them that have wireless charging. So maybe you have Qi charging, but you don't have MagSafe charging, or if you just need a plain old battery, one of the cool things that MyCharge makes is a battery that has the plug built into it. So you just plug the battery directly into the wall.
I have one of those too. That's such a good feature.
And I love it because it
else make those?
I wish I knew. Because it saves you having to have a whole nother cable in order to do what you want to do. And then the batteries they have for that also, they have them that have built-in cables. So like you plug it straight into the wall, and then it's got a lightning cable and a USB-C cable, or a lightning cable and a micro USB cable that are built in. And then you just pop out the cable you want, and it makes it so you don't have to carry around extra stuff. Like as long as you have your battery, you're covered. And that sometimes is really the part that you need. So
if you only have one pocket, that's the battery.
Yeah, definitely. So.
Or the MagSafe if you have a MagSafe phone.
Yeah.
But I have one of each, and that was my go-to battery before the MagSafe. I'm glad you brought that up because that's a great design.
Yeah, and I really like the saving me having to carry around a whole nother cable in order to use it. Right. So
More cable.
It's very, very nice. And you have one pick, one thing left that we were going to mention.
Last but not least, if you happen to be planning any international travel in the future, you might want to check out the AirTag Wallet Passport Travel Package for $28.99 at findmypassport.com.
Okay.
So it's really a cool thing for $28.99. You get a leather passport holder that's got a pocket for your AirTag.
Mm-hmm.
You get a separate protective AirTag holder that you can affix to your luggage.
Cool. Right?
Because, you know, AirTags don't come with any kind of holder or anything. You have to buy something to attach them to anything, unless you use crazy glue, which probably isn't a great idea. So when I saw this, I thought, I will definitely use this. I will buy two more AirTags before I go on my next international trip because this is a great idea.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Yeah. I did look at this before before the show when we were talking about it. It's super interesting as an idea. I really like the passport case. It looks really nice, and the little leather sort of keychain for your AirTag is also really cool. And I like the idea of having an easy way to track your passport around. So it's got a nice little snap-on spot where you put the AirTag on the case, and it's got a few little slots inside for you know, you can put your credit cards in it or whatever if you're traveling, and reasonably compact and looks pretty cool. So
I stashed an AirTag in my wallet, so I would definitely like this because it's got a place actually designed for an AirTag. It looks like, I don't know if I can say this on a family broadcast, but it looks like I got a condom in my wallet. You know, there's a big round lump there, but I'm good with that because I don't want to lose the wallet. You know, I'm happier with a round like imprint than I would be if I lost it. So,
yeah,
but this is nice because it's designed from the get go to do that.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And it looks really nice. It comes in blue and green, and both colors look really nice. When I was looking at them, they're both nifty colors, and the leather around the AirTag looks super cool and all of that. So, very nifty. Findmypassport.com.
Nice find. Nice find. Find from findmypassport.com.
Yeah. So, that's pretty cool. And where did it say? It says for people who are interested, it's vegan leather for people who maybe want to know about that. And also just like I said, it looks really nice, and it's always good to find something like that. So cool.
I've never tasted vegan leather. I wonder what's that taste like?
Well, find out and report back. You'll be back next Thursday to talk to us
about
whatever
vegan
it is.
Leather.
Yeah.
That seems like an oxymoron, vegan leather. But okay, I'll look into that.
Okay.
Vegan leather.
We'll go with that. That's going to do it for us today. Hopefully we've given you a few more things. Maybe there's some last minute ideas for you here, possibly. And otherwise, that does it for us. So Bob, as always, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
And
always a pleasure.
I do appreciate when you come by and talk to us about cases, because there are so many cases out there, and it's hard a lot of times to lay your hands on them. So you just kind of have to let Amazon bring them to you and then see if it's what you want and then send it back and, you know, rinse, repeat. And sometimes that's not what you're interested in. So I always appreciate when I can get my hands on something and go, yes, this is a case I really like, or no, I will never put this on my phone. And being able to do that ahead of time, instead of having to wait for Amazon to bring me one, is always an advantage. So,
well, I would like to say that three or four that we mentioned today were selected from probably four dozen that I tried over the course of this year. So that means, you know, 36, 40 out of the 48 or 44 out of the 48 ended up in the bag in the back of my car that I open up and say, you need a new iPhone case?
What phone do you have? Come here. Yeah.
Yeah, really. You know, I've got a bag full of rejects is what I call them.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with them, but, you know, every year there's only a handful that have something exceptional to say about them. And so it's really fun getting to try them all, you know.
Yeah, I do like getting to try them out, but I also very much appreciate getting recommendations from somebody. Like, I've put my hands on four dozen cases, and here's like the five that that actually make a difference in some way. So that's always cool. I always appreciate that. So thanks again to Bob for coming by. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. As I said, there is no show tomorrow. I hope everyone has a very happy holiday who is celebrating. And we will talk to you again on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.